Terms of payment. There are a variety of payment methods for transactions between parties in different countries. We'll look at cash in advance, letters of credit, bills of exchange, and open accounts. The option chosen is based on the risk the seller is willing to take, whether not getting the sale because the buyer doesn't agree to the method or not getting paid at the end of the transaction once the buyer has the goods. Both cash in advance and letters of credit are wise when the trade is with a high-risk buyer or country. Prior to this, it is important to look at the reasons organizations have for setting their payment terms strategy in a certain way, which has to do with the cash budget. Cash budgets and setting payment terms strategy. A cash budget has four basic components: cash receipts, actual cash inflows; cash disbursements, actual cash outflows; a cash surplus or deficit, beginning cash plus inflows minus outflows equals ending cash. A financing section, borrowings and repayments needed to cover deficits. The cash budget determines the impact of the length of time it takes to get paid and how soon the organization has before paying for goods or services. Therefore, key determinants of whether the cash budget will be acceptable or unacceptable are the payment terms the organization negotiates with its suppliers, carriers, other service providers, and customers. Payment terms include cash in advance on one end, open account, and some other methods somewhere in the middle, and cash on delivery on the other end of the spectrum. The key point here is that cash in advance involves a very early inflow slash outflow depending on whether you are the buyer or seller, while cash on delivery would be the opposite. An open account involves negotiating a window for when payment is due, and it often also includes an incentive for earlier payment. For example, 2/10 net 90 means that the buyer can get a 2% discount if paying within 10 days or must pay the full amount within 90 days to avoid being delinquent. While such decisions individually have little impact on the cash budget, collectively they make a huge impact. For this reason, logistics payment term guidelines are needed as a budget parameter and are also used when negotiating contracts. A general principle of finance is that it is usually better to get money earlier and pay later, while avoiding penalties, reputation damage, etc. Of course, the other party generally wants the opposite. Some organizations are able to collect cash from customers before needing to pay suppliers, which is sometimes called free cash flow. Here are a few considerations to keep in mind when deciding on how much priority to place on negotiating better payment terms. Determine what the strategy should be driving. This will determine whether slash when tight turnarounds will be needed and when they are less of a priority. If you negotiate terms that get cash sooner, you should have a plan for how that cash will be put to use. If you accept longer payment terms, you should determine whether you will need to borrow money and how this will affect your margins. Determine if different strategies are needed for different customer segments. For example, for high fashion, air freight and expediting may be needed during fashion week or award season, requiring cash. However, if financing is needed, this cost can be absorbed into the price due to the high markups. On the other hand, low-value clothing will need the lowest landed cost, including the lowest cost of financing. When buying things internationally, especially when using slower modes of transport, the lead times will be long and the impact of different payment terms will be more intense. In addition, the cost of tariffs, port fees, and so on need to be able to be absorbed while still retaining a sufficient profit margin. Determine if you can accept worse payment terms, but then sell your accounts receivable to a third party to get cash immediately for a fee. In some cases, the cash flow budget goals will be developed first, and then you will back into your operational budget to help ensure meeting cash flow requirements. Cash in advance. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a cash in advance payment as a payment by the importer to the exporter before the exporter ships the goods, providing the maximum protection to the exporter and no protection to the importer. With this method, the seller requires payment in advance before shipping the products to the buyer, generally via an electronic transfer from the buyer's account to the seller's bank. With this method, the entire risk is to the buyer, who must rely on the seller to deliver the goods in full quantity and on time. Letters of credit. A letter of credit, O/C, is a formal letter in which a bank assures the seller that the buyer is good for the purchase price of the goods and that the bank will therefore honor the buyer's checks to the seller up to that amount. The bank makes this assurance because the buyer's credit is good or because the buyer has an account with the bank. For the buyer's protection, and if specified in the contract, the goods may need to be inspected and received before the seller is paid. The buyer pays a fee to its bank, often around 1.5%, to gain the benefits of this service. The issuing bank will block the credit line, so this cash flow constraint plus the fee has made this method less popular than other payment term methods. Letters of credit contain clauses that must be fulfilled. Onboard notation is an important clause to clarify when risk transfers per rule changes in Incoterms Registered Trademark 2020. Onboard bill of lading. B/L notation is a form of evidence that this clause of the L/C has been fulfilled. For example, an L/C for goods transported from Ho Chi Minh City to Manila Southport requires full set of original bills of lading, port of loading, HOCHI9HCITY VIETNAME, port of discharge, MANILA SOUTH PORT PHILIPPINES, onboard notation showing vessel name and the onboard date. The statement CLEANSHIPPOLBOARD ONCSTINAIV16028 HOCHINIME PORT VIETNAME ONMAY0120X FARDIGHTPREPAID on the B/L in combination with the destination port MANILA SOUTH PORT PHILIPPINES gives the evidence that the goods are delivered correctly. There are three types of letters of credit. Revocable. This is a pro forma document used to prepare an irrevocable letter of credit. Irrevocable. This type cannot be canceled by the issuing bank unless the seller agrees to that decision. Confirmed irrevocable. This is when a foreign bank provides the letter of credit. It is guaranteed by a bank in the seller's country and is therefore more expensive. As shown in Exhibit 7-20, an L/C process usually follows these steps. Exhibit 7-20, Letter of Credit Process. The L/C is issued. After agreeing to the terms of sale, the seller sends a pro forma invoice, a detailed estimate of the transaction terms, and the buyer goes to its bank and gets a letter of credit demonstrating that the bank has faith in the buyer's ability to pay the purchase price. The buyer's bank notifies the seller's bank that the L/C has been issued. This assures the seller's bank that it can honor drafts from the seller up to the amount of the purchase price, in the seller's currency, as long as the bank receives the proper documentation. This locks in an exchange rate, removing the risk of currency rate fluctuation for the seller. Seller ships the cargo. Confident of receiving payment when the goods have arrived as specified, the seller has the cargo shipped. The carrier sends a bill of lading or waybill for air carriage, the onboard notation, and other evidence of clause fulfillment such as for inspection to the seller's bank. This step is only a check of the availability of the correct documented proof. Seller asks its banker for money. After shipping the cargo, the seller sends a draft for the purchase price to its banker, who now has the seller's draft plus the carrier's bill of lading. Seller's bank asks buyer's banker for money. The seller's bank forwards the documents to the buyer's bank, for example, electronically via the Stubble-UIFT network for bank-to-bank transactions. The bill of lading from the carrier usually assigns ownership of the goods to the buyer's bank, not directly to the buyer. This provides the bank with some security since it can wait to release the ownership documents to the buyer until it is sure of being repaid. Buyer's bank waits for cargo, perhaps. When the buyer's bank receives a draft and bill of lading or waybill from the seller's bank, the cargo may still be en route if it has been shipped by marine carrier. Therefore, the drafts may be payable at some future date rather than immediately. Payment may or may not depend upon the buyer officially taking delivery of the cargo. Everyone gets paid, ideally at the time specified, when the buyer approves the cargo and accepts delivery. All outstanding drafts are honored. The buyer pays its banker. Its banker pays the seller's banker. The seller's banker pays the seller. Note that documentation errors or discrepancies can result in a need to file new documentation. This can cause delays or for the goods and payments not to be released at all. Without correct proof, the L/C will not be released, or, if the errors are considered material, they can result in the buyer or the buyer's bank refusing to pay, so it is important to submit all actual documented proof of each clause's fulfillment and carefully review all entry fields in all forms for accuracy and consistency. In terms of risk, the deal can still fall apart at this point from either party's perspective. An L/C provides assurance to the buyer that the shipment will occur, but the buyer still relies on the seller to deliver the goods exactly as promised. If the goods turn out to be damaged, substandard, or otherwise unacceptable, the buyer is at risk of needing to reject the shipment, not getting a refund, and having to write the whole deal off. In some cases, payment is due before the buyer takes possession, which increases the risk of incomplete or substandard goods being received. However, the buyer may be able to negotiate terms that shift some risk to the seller. For example, the contract can specify a grace period or that partial payments can be made if partial shipments are received. An example of a risk from the seller's perspective is the bankruptcy of the buyer, which can result in goods being blocked while payment is not received, and payment might not ever be received. Another risk is that documented proof is not correct or is not accepted. Bills of exchange. A bill of exchange payment, according to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is a promissory note that the importer uses to formally acknowledge its debt to the exporter. The buyer signs the bill of exchange, also called a draft, in front of the presenting bank's representative. Within the draft, the buyer promises to pay the amount of the invoice on a specific date to the seller. A bill of exchange is considered a legal document in the buyer's country. This will make it easier to collect payment if there's a default, since it is technically a domestic issue. It is not unusual for a draft to be used in conjunction with a letter of credit. There are three types of drafts. Date draft. The buyer promises to pay the seller either at 30, 60, or 90 days after the date of shipment of the products. Time draft. The buyer promises to pay the seller either at 30, 60, or 90 days after the buyer signs the draft. Site draft. The seller retains title of the goods until the buyer makes the payment and then receives the bill of lading or airway bill, which represents the title of the goods. Open account. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, an open account payment is a method of payment for goods shipped in advance of payment in which the seller or exporter sends the buyer or importer an invoice requesting payment by a certain date. The seller sends an invoice to the buyer once the products have been shipped. There is a written agreement that details payment due dates, number of days at which buyer will be considered past due, for example, net 30 or net 60, meaning net amount due in 30 or 60 days, end of month, EOM, or 2/10 net 30, meaning a 2% discount for payment within 10 days or the net amount due in 30 days, interest rate charges on late payments, discount for early payments, cost of risk insurance. With this option, there is no risk to the buyer. The seller shoulders all the risk. It is typically used only between established, trustworthy trading partners.